This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
20 years ago, if you chose to map where most of the world's poor were concentrated, the result was that 90% lived in the poorest countries. But today, three-quarters of the world's poor live in countries that have supposedly graduated to middle-income status, places like aforementioned India and China. This has complicated things for aid organizations like the World Bank, which provide billions of dollars of loans meant to help the poor. Sally Herships reports.
Every 3 years, it's graduation time at the World Bank. That's when poor countries find out if the bank is going to move them up from poor to middle income. If residents are living on an average of less than $1.25 a day, the country is considered poor. If residents have more, the country moves up to middle income. And that's when the World Bank cuts off the cheapest aid, like zero-interest loans. India just graduated, but it still has about 300 million poor, which could pose a problem.
Take two groups of poor who are equally poor, but one group happens to live in a country which is above this cutoff, and another group which happens to live in a country which is just below this cutoff.
Ravi Kanbor teaches economics at Cornell.
I can't see how we can make a sharp differentiation between those two groups of poor.
Kanbor says, according to the World Bank's current rules, hundreds of millions could be cut off from the cheapest aid. India got a reprieve, but Ghana, Vietnam, and Nigeria are heading towards graduation. Lawrence Chandy is a fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says the poor living in middle-income countries do have some advantages.
Number one, they're living in economies which are moving fast.
So Chandy says, even if they're poor today, there's a good chance they won't be in the future.
Secondly, they're in countries either able to access commercial markets for finance or have large domestic resources already, or maybe both.
It is just a different type of support that is most useful for those countries.
Joachim von Amsberg is a vice president at the World Bank. He says the funding the bank provides to middle-income countries is a catalyst for aid from other sources. He says the bank isn't planning any changes. Middle-income countries may pay more interest, but that frees up aid for the most fragile states, where the Brookings Institution's Lawrence Chandy says unstable climates can mean lenders are reluctant to make any loans at all. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.